And I'm going to take you on a trip through my favourite places to go on a Saturday in Cork City. So I'll tell you first, and the audio will, I'll turn it on and off, and as I go to various places, I'll do my best to give you a good description and a bit of ambient sound to go along with it. And I'm anticipating that it'll be about six different places, and it'll certainly include one pub. So, here I go, off I go. I'm in my car, you can probably hear. If I let off the handbrake, it'll move. So I'm setting off from my house, going in a westerly direction into the city. And the most important thing, I suppose, I can say about where my house is that it's got fantastic trees. As I look out from the house, there's a whole lot of deciduous trees. Some pines as well, some evergreens. But all the deciduous trees you could want. So that's one of the great features of Glanmire. Are the trees. So, I'm going to move on now. Actually, I'm not very good on the names of trees, so I wish I could tell you that they were, you know, what exactly they were. I'm sure there's birch in there, and I'm sure there's other trees that I don't know. But, here we go. Off we go into the city on a Saturday. Now, the first thing that really registers with me as I drive into the city is that I'm going past the house of a really terrifically good friend of mine who is on Twitter. And we live about 500 metres from each other at the most. His name is Roger Overall, and you can find him on the internet at Roger Overall. He's a great storyteller, a documentary photographer, a videographer, but an all-round general creative person. And I'm very, very lucky that he lives just up the road from me, because there have been plenty of times when we've taken dogs for the walk, or I've had a dog and he's had a walk, or else. Anyway, there we are. That's it. On we go. Right, going past Cara Primary School. I'm not sure if it's called Cara Junior School, but that is an amazing school in the sense that it was built in record time. I heard that there was a clause in the contract in which there were penalties for the builder if the builder came in late. But also, it's a school specially, the entire school is for children with disabilities. And I know in the slightest way, a real slight way, the head of that school, because her daughter is in my daughter's class at school. Now, in case you're a weather fiend, it's 3 degrees centigrade and there is great sun in the sky. Now, it being Ireland, there's very little chance of that sun remaining in the sky all day. We're a little island out in the Atlantic, and as a result of that, we get very changeable weather. Also because we are a country that used to be very strongly Roman Catholic, I've just passed a church. Now, I want this to give you a good feel for the city. So this is the last bit of kind of contextual information I'm going to give you. Today is a very special day. I'm going to a gym and I'm going to find out how much it would cost me to join for the year. And I really have only one interest, and that's in swimming. So I don't know whether they have a special rate for you if you don't do anything else other than swimming. But I think that I'd probably add extra years to my life if I could get my heart beating thunderingly more often than it does, which is almost never. This gym is up the back of the Silver Springs Hotel, and it's called Source Health and Fitness. And you have to be good at driving slowly up a steep hill in order to get to it. Well, now I must tell you, I've had a very unusual experience in the swimming pool or in the gym. I found out, first of all, that it's only going to cost me €300 for the whole year. That's partly because of my age, so I'm thrilled about that. And I then went and had a swim. I only swam 5 lengths, by the way, and that was enough for me today. I'll build on that. I went in the steam room for 10 minutes and it was very, very hot. You know, if I tried to swing my arms in the steam room, it was burning. And then I went into the jacuzzi for another 10 minutes. And I'm feeling great. I am. It's perked me up no end. And I'm going to go back tomorrow. Yeah, that's as much as I'm prepared to say. Tiny steps back tomorrow. I'm approaching the city. I'm right down on the docks. Cork has got a river, the River Lee, flowing through it. And it's got an island in the centre of the River Lee. So I'm going to turn over a bridge onto the island and off the other side. My biggest thing on my mind is parking. I intend to stay in the city for, let's say, 6 hours. Or at least I'd like to have the freedom to stay in the city for 6 hours. But that will cost me a lot of money. So I'm hoping that I can find a free place down on the docks that I can get into on a Saturday. The Black Ash park and ride costs €5 a day. Well, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray. I got free parking on the docks. And as I look out onto the river, I see four people. They look like two men, two women, I can't be sure. And they're rowing a curragh. Well, it looks like a curragh from here, but it's probably... Oh, they have a cox, this one I'm looking at. And the one on the other side has a cox. Now, the women are dressed in red and the men are dressed in black. Three of the people have hats on, including the cox. And it looks as if they're having a great time. And this is right by the sign, a big sign that says Port of Cork. And I'm going to take a photograph. We come now to one of my top two places in Cork. It's a place that has a sign outside saying Now Serving Soup and Sangers. But actually it's called Filter Espresso and Brew Bar, 19 George's Quay, Cork. I'm going to leave the audio running so you can get the ambient sound as I come in. So here we are, sitting in my favourite seat. You can hear the music in the background. And the barista is here. And the lady who I'm embarrassed to say I don't know her name. Anyway, there we are. Which country are you from?
Me, from Spain.
Spain?
Mm-hmm.
From Andalusia?
No, down south.
But not Andalusia?
But not Andalusia.
Over near Granada?
No. More south, Paul.
Malaga?
Very close to Africa, let's say.
Oh, I know. You come from Gibraltar.
More south.
Further south than Gibraltar?
Yeah.
Ah, look, it's no good. I'm obviously ignorant. Come on, give me a...
Canaries.
You're from the Canaries?
Yeah.
Well, I would have been guessing if you give me 20 things. So let me guess, you're from Gran Canaria?
Yes, indeed.
Right. I've been there.
Nice one.
I've been to the volcano.
Uh-huh.
But I love volcanoes, so that's why.
Okay.
Forty-five minutes later, the first person I know came into a Filter Coffee. In case you're interested, he was Ronan Kirby, the co-owner of a company called Story Foundry. You can find them on Twitter as Story Foundry. He's also Ronan Kirby on Twitter. But he was so busy that he only had time to shake my hand with very cold palm and fingers. This is kind of music they like here. And while here, I've made a rendezvous with a person to meet me somewhere else in town. Well, that was... More than an hour. Oh dear, the wind is blowing fiercely now. It's a fierce cold wind. But I've left Cafe Filter. I've left Filter Coffee. And I'm now heading over one of the many bridges in Cork. While I was sitting in Filter, I did quite a lot of Twitter. A lot more than I really intended to do. On we go. Now, not more than another 5-6 minute walk, maybe even less, over Parliament Bridge in Cork, built in 1806, I think. I'm heading for Nash 19. Now, Nash 19 is the best customer service in Cork by a million miles, for me anyway. And I'm going to go in here and I'm going to meet somebody, but I'm going to let the tape run, or let the audio run in here.